And I want to tell you something, that we were the forerunners, apparently, after they saw us on the Travel Channel for all these places. All these organizations got together and decided they were going to go out and do this. We do, well, what happens is most of the time we do have my husband and another person go through. They check for electrical outlets, spots, colds, and everything else. And I don't know what their findings are, because it's all mechanical and, you know what I'm saying, scientific type stuff. Then I go through with another person, and I see what I see, and I tell them where there's cold spots and things going on. We set up video, we set up cameras, stuff like that.
So is your opinion that there needs to be more than scientific? Do you need to have that psychic element?
You need to have the psychic element. A lot of this crazy stuff, well, I saw some really crazy stuff on television that comes on the Travel Channel and these other things. I mean, the ones from England are pretty good. They're trying, and they're trying honestly. They have a psychic. They have a paranormal investigator that investigates the place prior to that. And this is what really has to happen. Someone has to walk through on a scientific basis, then the psychic comes in. I don't know if you know this or not, but a psychic, any good, and I mean there are very, very few and far between good psychics, okay? I'm serious. There's people that call themselves sensitive and all this stuff, and channelers, horse pooey. How can you prove that? I mean, I can tell what the history is, what year, everything else, and we do not do any investigation as far as the history of the place till after we have been there. And we don't go just one time. We go three or four times. A lot of these places you're talking about, people you're talking about, go one time only. We don't do that.
So you're saying you could walk into a house that you hadn't done any research on and say this house was built in 1952?
Yeah, just about. Like yeah, because we walked into a bed and breakfast called Serendipity It was called Independence, and that's in our new book, too. Anyway, we walked in there. Somebody told us it was supposed to be haunted, blah, blah, blah. So we went in there, and I said to the lady, I said, you're not the original owner, I know that, but you bought this for another person. And I said the lady's name, and she said, yes. I said, let me ask you another question. Who was Etta Brown? She said she was the daughter of the original woman. I said, I see a Confederate soldier with an arm missing. But he's not a Confederate soldier. He died when he was 50 years old, something out of that, a bank. And I went on to tell about the wife and all this other stuff. And I said, I find it very interesting that you have to lock these doors, because it's bed and breakfast now. I said, I find it very interesting that you have to lock these doors because they keep opening by themselves. Her mouth dropped to the floor. She said, yes. And I said, somebody has come and knocked on your door more than once, and you've seen that, but then by the time you get there, they leave. She says, yes.
So do you think your methods are a little bit at odds with the other groups in Kansas City?
I don't know. What do they do?
Well, they have EVPs. They have cameras.
We do that.
They have video.
Mm-hmm.
They don't so much do psychic.
Well, they should.
I don't think.
They should.
Yeah.
So they should, because without a psychic. See, the thing with it is most people, they can't find anybody that's reliable or good. I understand, you know, I was horrified, and I will tell you something. Someone asked me, because we were doing teaching people how to find ghosts and all that stuff, and methods besides psychic and all this other stuff. And somebody said to me, oh, there's going to be a psychic fair here next week. What? I said that there's going to be a psychic fair. And I said, well, that's nice. I said, let's just go for the fun of it. So I went there. And there was nothing psychic about it as far as I was concerned. People were reading cards. You can go buy a book, learn how to read cards. People were doing palm reading. You could buy a book on palm reading. There was nothing there that honestly, where psychics really sitting down with a person one-on-one.